Hello, everybody. Friday, November 11th, 2022. Hero workout today. People love this workout. It's DT. But again, as we always say, when it's a hero workout, remember that it's a real human being that paid the ultimate price and lost their life, and that memory, this workout is in memory of them. So hero workouts have a special and unique significance to a lot of people, and understandably so. Today's workout is also our two-person team version, if you so desire. The last time we did DT was January, March, April 18th, 2022. If you're unfamiliar with it, DT is 5 rounds for time of 12 deadlifts, 9 hang power cleans, and 6 push jerks. 155 pounds for men, 105 for women. It's a challenging workout, a fun workout. A lot of people think so. It's a nightmare for me. But a challenging workout. And this workout made an appearance today. We needed a moderate time domain. We needed a pull from the ground. We needed some barbell work, and we needed to go overhead, and I wanted it to be slightly heavy. And so DT fit the mark perfectly. If we think about pulling from the ground, we haven't done it yet this week. Now we've hinged at the hip. We hinged at the hip on Tuesday with those kettlebell snatches, and we went overhead with that kettlebell snatch in the stabilizing position there. But we haven't pulled from the ground since last Saturday when we did Ingrid. And Ingrid was a 135-pound barbell, sets of 3, or 95 pounds for women. So now we've got a wonderfully different loading, sets of 12, 9, 6, pulling from the ground, slow hip opening on the deadlift, then boom, paired with an explosive hip opening because you go right into hang power cleans. And then we have nice hip drive, getting the barbell overhead in a stabilizing position, push jerk compared to a push press or a shoulder press, in which we went overhead on Tuesday in a different way. We had stabilization unilaterally with the kettlebell swings, but then we also had overhead on Tuesday in a classic press format, be it with the strict handstand pushups or the shoulder press, whichever route you went. So now we're going with a very different loading and a very different way to get a barbell overhead. DT fit the bill perfectly. So that's why it made an appearance today. Hopefully that helps people who are programming nerds behind the scenes. Let's see, I've already lost track in my head. So we've got you covered there. We've got the two-person team version as well. Got the goal times. The wild card option knocks this down. You know, I changed the wild card option in the scale from the last time we did this. I'm sorry. You know, if somebody did the wild card or scaled before, they might see this and be like, well, dang it, it's a little bit different. Everything's always evolving. And if you're not always evolving and you think that everything you're doing is perfect all the time, that should be a red flag. I certainly don't think everything that I'm doing is perfect. I'm a student of the game. I'll be a lifelong student. I'll be 65 and still creating workouts and learning. And that's the goal. When I looked back at what the prescribed was, wild card and scaled, I felt that the wild card was a bit too heavy and the scaled was a bit too heavy. And so those both got knocked down just a little bit. So now the wild card option, which I think used to be a 135 barbell, is now 115 for men and 75 for women. The scaled option, 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. If you are like, man, that 135, 95 would have been perfect for me, you absolutely can do that. As I say, you're always authorized to make the best decision for where you are. And if that's the loading that's perfect for you, by all means, feel free to choose that. But I feel, based upon all the data that I see all the time rolling in, these are better choices. Thinking about how this workout's going to go down, it's a rare bird that's just going to never let go of the barbell for DT. Well, if they do, they would hold on for rounds. They would do the 12 deads right into 9 hang power cleans, right into the 6 push jerks. It's a rare bird. What most people will do, and I would say if you can think about this in your head, this is a good way to do it, they'll do 11 deadlifts, quick shake, pick up that 12th deadlift, then now they've completed their 12 deadlifts, while it's in the hang, do 8 of the 9 hang power cleans, drop the barbell, shake. Pick up the barbell, get it to the hang, do hang power clean number 9, it's now in the front rack position, and do the 6 jerks. On jerk number 6, drop the barbell, shake, and that process continues for 4 more rounds. What also is popular is those 9 hang power cleans are a beast. So you might also have somebody who isn't going to do those 9 hang power cleans as 8 and 1. It might be 5 and then a chunk after that. It might not be all the way to just 8 and 1. It might be 5 and then a 4 or whatever makes sense for you. But some sort of a system like that will probably be employed by a lot of people. So if you're thinking about loadings, chews, or how you might break up DT, that's a good way to do it. Of course, we've got our goal times and all that other good stuff there, the limited equipment crew, and it should be just an absolute blast. People love DT. It's our partner version as well, so fitness with friends is fun. If you want to go ahead and knock that out, you can talk somebody else into doing that. We've got one more day left in the week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Saturday's workout.